from the Hill Country in Texas, broadcasting worldwide, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
Is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
Well, good morning. Hi there. Hello. Hello. Well, it's Open Phone Friday, and that would mean it's Friday. I figured that out all by myself. April the 20th, burned through another week, eh? My goodness. Boy, the sun's coming out here, and I've been getting out early in the morning and just kind of gazing, the eyes closed, gaze out there and do a little spiritual exercise first thing. It was cold this morning. I didn't get out there. I was like, whoa, no. We've been having some very chilly weather at night. I mean, not chilly willy, but enough that you have a couple comforters. I'm out here in the country in the valley, and it gets a little much cooler than you might see in an Austin temperature, but open up the windows and have the comforter, man, it's really, it's great. It's good. Well, it's Open Phone Friday. Folks, it's call and email, mostly email, but phones are available. 888-663-6386. So I'd love to hear from you if you've never called before. It'd be a great morning to call in and say hi and tell us about your life and your loves and your whatever. Lots of whatever's going on. And we just chat it up. I like to talk on Open Phones, some of the philosophical, spiritual things that I'm experiencing, going through in the dream state and stuff, and that's my real passion in life. Big G, you know, God, and how this all works, and who we are, where we're going, what's it all about, Alfie. To me, this is like really the only thing that matters, other than, of course, family and stuff, and we still have our personal responsibilities here to, you know, have a place to live and have food and take care of our family and take care of our health. And that's all part of being in a body. But on, you know, for me, on the inner, like my state of consciousness, what, you know, what matters is, you know, who I am, where I'm going and how I got here and, you know, that kind of stuff. And people can have called it by different names, spirituality or personal growth or whatever, but that's really what I write about and talk about and think about and contemplate on and try to see, look and see what the truth is. It's kind of funny in this world of information, so many people are out there, bloggers and radio hosts like myself and people with doing video shows. I mean, it's everywhere. People have podcasts and everybody's out there speaking their truth, you know, what their truth is. And it's pretty interesting. I don't watch a lot of it. I don't watch any of it really, or listen to any of it. You know, unless I come across somebody that's, you know, saying some things that resonating with the way, what my experience is and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, it's good to shop around and listen to stuff. But you'll come to a point, just trust me when I tell you this, then the only thing that really matters is what you look and see for yourself and experience. And then you have that. And then that's what you move on. And of course, we've seen that a lot with our health, where we've gone through years of, you know, reading stuff and listening to people, and then over the last 3, 4, 5 years, we've all come to the point where the only thing that really matters is what we experience and what works for us. But it's good to have these other things, you know, the people that we talk to get ideas. But at the end of the day, it really is about what you and I experience and what you experience and what you eat, what works for you, what doesn't, and what you want to do as far as your health. And that's what we talk a lot about, that and even your wealth and your well-being and your finances, so that works for you, that helps you get to your goals and in life and in your relationships. And you know, there's pretty much not anything else there, you know. 888-663-6386, email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. One thing I do know for sure that I can tell you without a problem whatsoever has been something that lines up with the truth is that there's always a way, always, always a way for whatever you're looking for. A particular answer, a particular experience, by getting rid of a particular challenge or working through, better said, I think working through a particular challenge, there's always, always a way. Always. And we always add that on the end of it too. There's always a way, always. And that statement may seem really, really kind of simple and kind of like, well, you know, there's always a way. But if you listen to that and think about it sometimes when you're working on a particular issue or a challenge in your life and you want to improve a relationship or improve your health or improve your financial thing, but if you really allow that to stick with you and don't lose it, even when you just don't have any way out of this particular, you know, whatever it is, right? Stomach ache or I don't know, something, whatever. If there is always a way. There's always a next step, if you will, that will be the best thing to do. And sometimes it's doing absolutely nothing and just sitting and being quiet or just washing the dishes or cleaning your house, and then pretty soon something else will pop. But there's always a way down the line of getting to the root of however we created a particular problem. I've had some health things over the years, and some of them have taken, you know, a long time to get to the bottom of. Hold on, I'm going to take a drink here. Thanks. And you know, you wonder, you say, wow, man, I mean, I'm spiritual teachers and I work with spirit and I know that spirit is what does all the healing. And I say, you know, I really ask over and over and said, show me what the cause of this thing is and I'll change. I'll do whatever it's going to take here. And what I've found is that I've had the answer of what I needed to do to change or to look at something a different way or not eat this particular thing or something. I've known that early on a deep level but just wasn't, I don't know, I just wasn't ready to do it, right? Wasn't ready to flip the button, you know, to flip the switch and make the change. Because when I get down to the end of it, and then I really come across this particular thing and I say, wow, oh yeah, well, you know, well, maybe that's what I really need to do, but I've thought about that before. So it's really curious how that works. And I don't know, I guess I could sit down and just kind of work it out and to know why, but we really do have these answers right now, here and now. And most of the time, it's just not time for us to hear them or to take them in. And we hear them, but we don't hear them. You know, I guess it's kind of like sometimes in relationships, we hear the other person, but we don't, right? You've all experienced that. You've heard the other person, but you don't, and all of a sudden you hear them and say, wow, I heard that a long time ago. Why did it take me so long to hear it? Well, souls are we're funny little light beams, and we We have our own past experiences of lifetimes and lifetimes and lifetimes of going through stuff, experiencing things, and we get, we'll buy into some fear of, well, if I do this, what will happen? Or if I did this before? And we walk around a lot of times unconsciously with fears and shame and angst about something that we don't really remember. You know, we don't remember when this could have happened 2, 3, 4 lifetimes ago. And it's kind of there deep, and they call it the subconscious. And nah, it's fine. Subconscious is a good enough word. I think it's a little bit overused where people don't understand it and they make it kind of a spooky thing. And then you there's just nowhere to go once you start going in there. But there is, because it everything that needs to come out, the more and more we relax and trust and have faith, the more stuff will just come up, and it's conscious, and it's in our consciousness. And then it's not sub anymore, and that's all we need to do. There's no need to dig around and try to understand the collective, and Jung talked about a collective unconscious and all this stuff. And these people were all onto something, but they were just, eating away at the edges of it, which is good, which has helped us to get to where we are here. But know that the more that we're available to allow things to pop up and to say, well, yeah, I can do that differently, then things will change. So it's a nice thing to think about, surrender. And surrender is good. So, surrendering to whatever, even if we don't even know what it is, just call it God, call it spirit, call it your teacher, Jesus or Buddha or Allah or whatever it is, surrendering to that. And usually is a really good spot to start when we get stuck. And we just say, well, I'm kind of stuck here, so show me what the next step is, and however you want to put it. And it's very powerful, and things will pop when we do that. Well, it's 14 minutes after the hour, and it's April 20, 2018. Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. It's Open Phone Friday. I have some good emails, but I'd like you to come in and join us now with some emails, comments, questions, opinions, insights that you've had. Any of our past guests that you want to talk about, you want to tell us some things that you've tried, some of the products that you've tried that you like. Getting a lot of questions on the C60 thing. We can chat a little bit about that. Carbon 60, the C60 thing this morning. Whatever. We can play around a little bit here this morning. It's Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. 888-663-6386, 888-663-6386. Previously with Peter Ragnar, who's a great example of staying young and healthy, we asked him what kinds of things he takes.
Personally, for myself, I look at all of the supplements that help bolster and harmonize my hormones. And, this is both for men and for women. And when you go online, there's so much information about that out there. I heard on one of your advertisements there, Patrick, about the pine pollen. I personally take pine pollen, which I think it's an amazing product, has an amazing effect upon the body.
Peter, it's one of our favorites, too. Pine pollen, any of these are Thrival links. You have the pine pollen pure potency, pine pollen gold, and if you'd like to get it every month, the auto ship is the best price. Also, Stephen Buhner's book, exclusively on pine pollen, is right there on the site too, Daniel's site, right here on OneRadioNetwork.com. I like to take the pine pollen under the tongue, a big hit of it I did this morning, and then get on the rebounder and do the health bounce and do a little qigong and bang away at my organs and stuff like that. It's kind of fun. And it's a really a nice product for boys and girls, especially if any of you gals are getting into the perimenopausal period of your life. It has some really nice hits of natural testosterone that many of the girls feel like they really help. We've had many over the years say, yeah, I really felt better doing that. I know some ladies that are actually going in and they're going through that time where their body's changing, they're actually told by people that they should take some testosterone because that's what their body needs right now. They did the saliva test and they actually did testosterone, little BBs and stuff like that, and it helped them. But that's not my first choice. I would go with something like this, the pine pollen, and some other testosterone. But that's one of the biggest ones that we know. But there's all kinds of different things, even maca for girls. And you might try that before you do anything else, and that might help you. Daniel Vitalis also has colostrum on sale this month for the next 10 days or so. It's a great sale. So if you like this product as we do and have for years, it's a really good sale, the 1 and 2 kilo. If you look at the any Survival link, you'll see the colostrum, and the prices are already in there. You don't need a promo code.
Transforming your body to the shape and size you desire and feeling good at the same time just got a whole lot easier. The new frontier of human nutrition will be to focus upon the effects foods and herbs have upon the epigenetic portion of our DNA. Epigenetics teaches us that cells can be signaled to perform in a much younger manner. These signals can come from biochemicals in food or from frequencies generated from thoughts and feelings from yourself or others. One World Way uses high-quality milk derived from Amish pastured cows. It is processed to protect the proteins from damage and deliver the optimal epigenetic signals to all the cells of your body.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
You can order One World Way here at OneRadioNetwork.com. That's OneRadioNetwork.com.
OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email Patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com.
Every time I hear that, I think of Dr. Ellie. What do you get when you kiss a boy? You get enough germs to catch pneumonia. She's a she's a dentist, and we're doing her program. And in case you're a new listener here, she's got a program that uses these pretty conventional, understatement products like Crest toothpaste and Act Closest, really good product, and Act is just has a little bit of fluoride, and Crest original toothpaste, and then Listerine, and I know it's crazy, it really works. It just works. It's worked better than anything I've ever used on in my mouth. And I've messed around a lot of them. And by working, what it means is the way your teeth look, no plaque, and the gums are healing. The gaps are getting less and less, so there's less gum disease. And I know it's crazy with all these natural stuff out there. I know. What can I tell you? It's a little bit of stuff that on the label that, you know, you and I would never put into our mouth. You're just swashing it around your mouth for, you know, a few seconds and spitting it out. And I don't worry about it at all. There's just no way that I'm going to concern myself with that. If my teeth are remineralizing, looking better, and my gums are healing, I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, you know, the proof's in the pudding. But she worked with this and has been for a lot of years, and it's really something. And it's a whole system that she's developed, a total mouth care system. You can go to drellie.com or look at any of our website, our shows on One Radio Network. And if you get kind of smitten with the idea, as I did, because I just, using my intuition, talking to her and seeing her and how great her teeth look and gums, I just started trying it and did some tests, and it's panning out. The DNA test showed just a great reduction in pathogens in my mouth, and I went to the dentist, and there was no plaque, and the little buggies they even test at Dr. Nunley's place, they have their own microscope, less than I've ever had. So the proof's in the pudding. I get emails all the time, of course. I can't believe you do. I mean, I'm not going to do that because crust or, Listerine has, some color in it or something. And I understand. But, I'm in the let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater program. You find something that works, it's kind of tough to argue with. And there will be some of you, many of you, that will argue with it and go to, just never do it. And that's fine. I just always express my truth and what I do, and always honest with you kids, because, what else are going to be? The truth, the whole truth, nothing else but the truth. So that's, and also got an email in from someone this morning that says, what do you think that Dr. Daniels thinks about Dr. Ellie's mouth care system, xylitol? Oh, yeah, I forgot the xylitol anti-cavity, or the original Crest Listerine Act mouthwash. And well, I probably wouldn't dare even bring it up to her, because I would suspect she would poo-poo it right out of hand. And I'm not criticizing her for that, because it's just a way, if you don't really understand the whole thing, you just couldn't throw out those products to somebody who understands or believes that they understand, not putting these things in their body, they're going to ever, they wouldn't, unless they looked into it and even tried it for themselves and all that. For me personally, I wouldn't, Dr. Nunley's still not sold on it. And I, how much respect for him. He's one of my best friends, and he's my dentist, and he's been at it forever. But, he's still got a thing on the fluoride, and that's great. And everybody gets their own their experience in life. And, we just have to find out things for ourselves, and check them out, try them, and they could change too. I mean, you could go down 2 years doing something and say, "Man, I don't know. This is not working out." Just like a relationship, it's life is like that. Everything is subject to change, because everybody's got free will, and we're all kind of moving in synchronization and not in sync, trying to see what we're all doing here. And bumping into people and places and things along the way. It's kind of fun. It's just a planet Earth. Just planet Earth, isn't it? Oh, planet Earth. Don't you love it? Okay. Well, let's do some emails here. It's kind of fun for us to look at the different emails and the comments and the questions that come in. On various guests, and we get a good idea on what you're interested in, and it's really funny some of the things that I might think I don't know if this person people are going to really like it but it's amazing some of the things that folks respond to. I had quite a few emails from girls on the whole Dress to Kill interview we did with Sidney Ross and his wife out of Hawaii, and not wearing a bra anymore. It was really interesting. I guess you don't think about it, because girls kind of get just kind of trained and put on. I remember, first time my sisters, and they get these little training bras, and then they get a bra, and it was just kind of like the thing to do. They've certainly got a lot of research and a lot of experience over many, many years about the healthfulness of not wearing a bra. And I don't remember having breasts in a former life, so I don't know how to really think about that. But breasts, girl breasts, because I got breasts now. But But we've had some really interesting emails on it. Some gals are just like, you know, I'm really a natural gal, but, you know, there's no way. I mean, these guys are just they're just kind of too ample here to be flopping around like that. So it's just really, interesting. But I can certainly see the, you know, the logic and the science behind, you know, with the real tight thing of, especially cutting off the blood flow and the whole thing with, you know, the lymph system and all that. And there's a lot of connection with them and breast cancer as well. Yeah, I know. And then there's gals that, of course, do the whole underwire thing, but you don't want to mess with that. But it's a big business, as you know. I don't know. I can only imagine how many bras are sold in the United States. Well, in the 60s, we were on to it. You know, the girls were starting to go braless in the 60s. 70s, right? More 70s. My 70s, I guess, than the 60s. Then you have that, Oh, I've had all the mercury out of my mouth, root canal teeth out. But it's that cycle. I can't even read this. I know. Oh. Methylation issue, multiple metal toxicity. Unable to absorb anything. Brain fog, fatigue, heavy aluminum. Yeah, well, I would just, you know, you're just going to have to get more creative on detoxing and keep doing stuff, and you'll figure out ways how to help the body to detox any stuff that you still got going on, aluminum and some mercury. Mercury tends to hang out in the body after we've had the fillings out. They'll get in the bones and stuff like that. And there's so many things you can look at. I mean, check out the work of Ken Rolla. He's really, he knows about detoxing stuff. And he's got things on YouTube. He's got things on our show. But, you know, I'd start working on the liver. I'm doing a liver thing right now with beginning on April 1st. I did a lot of milk thistle, two different milk thistle products, and some of the beetroot, great beetroot product from Dr. Cowan. And then I think I'm going to start doing, I bought the materials, I'm going to start doing Ken Rolla's, gallbladder liver flush drink, which is some limes, apple, Granny Smith apple, limes, and ginger, garlic, and olive oil. And he says you do that for about 2-3 weeks, and that'll soften up any stones and stuff like that. So, you know, I would think about those kind of things. And, you know, I understand the 23andMe and the methylation thing, but I have a strong opinion about that, pretty strong. And I think that it's like any other diagnosis that we get. And these things are probably pretty accurate for what they are, but I think that that can change actually anytime. I think it's just a snapshot in time that you don't have any genetic defect that you can't methylate out stuff. I mean, a lot of people go there, and that's kind of the dark side, but why would that be? We just aren't, you know, that just doesn't happen like that. All these genetic kind of imbalances are just what's going on in that moment. So I don't even believe in the whole genetic thing. I don't believe in any of that stuff. I think it's all changeable. Listen, hear those doggies way in the background? It's funny. Anyway, so I know in my heart that our genetics and these things change all the time. This is the whole epigenetics thing. It's real. It really is. So I'd be real careful about getting hardcore and kind of etching that idea of you can't methylate. Remember that the more you think that, the more you say it, the more you repeat it, the more it cements it into your body. That's how it works. That's how it works. Every thought, every feeling, every idea, every image that we buy into and believe is real, and it's easy to do that because it seems real at the time, is what manifests into our body at that moment. I've seen it. I've seen how it works on the inner planes. It works. That's the way it is. It's don't shoot the messenger. It's a God thing. And there's many people out there that are kind of, once again, biting around the edges of it, the biology of belief and all that. Again, I think, my opinion, again, you don't have to make it very difficult at all. Just know that your state of consciousness right now at this moment is part of the way your body is. Your body is exactly a representation of my state of consciousness and your state of consciousness. And when we worry about something, which is easy to do, or we get a little fearful, in that instant, your body is also in fear, in whatever. Whatever it is. In angst, in uncertainty, and that's how the body is. And if you get in, and if you stay in, and I think we come in with these kinds of genetic predispositions because it's just a karmic thing. And they might say, well, grandpa had it, and yeah, but that's not the reason we don't have it because grandpa had it. We have it, in my opinion, because we probably are needing to work something out with grandpa, and this is our way of doing that. So karmically, we come in with a thing that maybe grandpa had, and people, in my opinion, they misunderstand that, and they say, well, grandpa had syphilis, so, you're going to have it too. And that's really not the way it is. We have karma with all these people, our ancestors, and these things get passed down in the physical because we're still trying to balance out all of the relationships with grandpa, with grandma, with mom, with dad. That's why we keep reincarnating with these people. And the outer genetic thing is just a representation of that. And it's just spirit's way of having us have this quote unquote issue. So then we could say we eventually get to the point where we come to this realization. And then you see the work of Dr. Massey with what he does, a recall healing and all that. And that's what he's working on too in that idea. Does that make sense? So these things are popping up so you can balance out stuff with grandpa. And then once you do, then it just leaves. It's just gone. It's not even there anymore. So it's not hardwired into us. There's nothing to let go of. None of it is a cast in stone. None of it. Now, the medical community has no concept of what I just said the last 2 minutes. They're completely another state of consciousness on it, and this is the way it is, and you got this, and blah, blah. You know, you got cancer, you got this, and you got this, and this is our way of, and let's do this, and let's do that, and let's cut it out, and I think they're on, they're just on the wrong track. Frankly, as clearly as I can say it, it's the right track for them, but it's not the track that I'm going to choose, and you don't need to either if you don't want to, and look into it. +888 663-6386 email would be patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Okay, let's see. What do we got here? Oh, Anthony writes in, I sent him a thing saying your art is on the wire. He said, yeah, thank you. So far, so good. I have found the self to be energizing, even on the first small dosage. From Tony. Found the sulfur to be energizing, even on the first small dosage. I felt the same thing. I think it was 4 years ago. Somebody somewhere sent me some sulfur. And I don't even remember where it came from. Really funny. Maybe it was Patrick the sulfur guy. And I took a teaspoon and 30 seconds later I was going, wow. Huh. You know, there's not a lot of things like that where you actually kind of feel a little lift, a little hit, a little clarity. How's that possible? So I looked into it and somehow we hooked up with Patrick Flanagan, the sulfur guy, and Cindy. And Cindy's really the, she sends them all out and does all the work. And Patrick just, you know, talks. Anyway, don't tell him I said that. Oh, he's probably listening. So, and then we've been promoting it ever since. And people really like it. And it's just an ongoing thing. Use it. It's just, I don't know what's going on with the product, to tell you the truth. I should know more after all these years, but there's so many technical kind of things that Adam talks about. And Adam spends time with Patrick on his sulfur show sometimes, and he knows a lot about it. But we're learning more and more. We run into more people who can give us the technical reasons and the physiological reasons why sulfur is a fun thing to take. And certainly I've mentioned before, and you can go on... you can go on Mercola, one of my favorite places to go, and so much stuff tied into it. There's even a sulfur deficiency that's tied into obesity. Isn't that amazing? This is on Weston Price, a diet high in grains like bread and cereal is likely to be deficient in sulfur. Increasingly, whole foods such as corn and soybeans disassemble into a compound, component parts of chemical names, and then reassemble into heavily processed foods. Sulfur is lost along the way, and so is the awareness that the loss matters. Wow, that's pretty profound. And so is the awareness that the loss matters. Wow, I like the way they said that. That was from Weston Price thing. You lose the awareness that what's of even going on. And it's really curious. Hold on a second. Hello? I wanted to find out what that is. Somebody keeps calling that number. It's the wrong number. Anyway, and that's what you see going on planet Earth. God love them. Got these souls that are just... you know, without the education, without the understanding of diet and lifestyle, because there's nobody there to teach it to them. Who's going to teach it to them? I mean, there's just nobody there. They're not getting into schools. They don't get it certainly from the USDA. They don't get it from anywhere unless they're out there on the internet looking at stuff. And a lot of people do, but of course, millions and millions and millions of folks, they don't really understand anywhere near have the awareness that you and I have with the body and how it works, and some of the pitfalls and stuff, and we all did it too. There was a time in our life where we were just eating. I can remember I had many, many lunches at McDonald's when I was working for a radio station in Springfield, Illinois. That was in there 70, 73. 83, 93, 2003, that's a long time ago, 73, and I think McDonald's was my, of course, back then, the McDonald's food was not too bad. It was pretty good, actually. It actually had real meat and real potatoes and whatever, but yeah, pretty much every day before I went on the air, that's where I'd go and just stop at McDonald's and bring the food into the radio station and have my lunch and go on the air about an hour later. Now, you know, the way people eat in these places, they're just, the food's not very good at all. It's just, you know, with the fats and all that. And they just keep going and they don't feel any of it. Don't feel any of it. And just kind of keep kind of building up problems. And then they get to be 50, 60, 70 revs around the sun and God love them. And then things just start really falling apart, right? Just like... And then it starts. And now these days, it starts earlier. People 40 and 50 revs around the sun. And they just start feeling aches and pains and digestive problems and, you know, thyroid problems, you know, and they go to doc and it's just one big, it's really amazing, isn't it, when you think about it? Humanity on planet Earth and just literally killing themselves. Literally killing themselves. And don't even know it. It's just, yeah, it's just fascinating after all these years being in a, being on planet Earth, all these lifetimes, that we just oftentimes come in again and reincarnate again and just do the same thing over and over again. What do they call it? Deja vu over and over again. That was Yogi Berra. Previously, we talked with Brandon Amalani about his Blue Shield product to protect against EMFs in your home.
The more connected we are, the more electromagnetic radiation we're going to have. So years ago, I'd play with Q-Links and just anything I can get my hands on that, whether I felt it working or not, I just wanted some kind of leverage against electromagnetic radiation and those frequencies and how they affect the cellular biology. But then when I met Mark and started really getting deep to his technology and really looking at the microprocessing technology, I've never found any EMF company that would not only to test on not only human blood and urine analysis, but also on animals, which totally weeds out the idea of placebo effect. I mean, the fact that you can plug these devices into a chicken farm, a factory farm, for about 15,000 laying hens, and all of a sudden the mortality rate, which is averages from 60 to 150 deaths per month, goes down to zero. I mean, it's pretty profound that a little device, a little energy device, could actually like create such a harmony and balance within the environment to where claustrophobic chickens that are crammed in together actually get along better and actually feel better. And the biological markers are improved over that 1 year study.
There's quite a bit of science with this Blue Shield product. You can see the ad on the front page. Promo code One Radio will get you a 10% discount. This works on the cells in the body. Very cool technology. Front page, Blue Shield, OneRadioNetwork.com. It's really quite compelling, the 15,000 chickens, wow. And that study, one of the ones that the fellows in Australia did, that is profound. I mean, that's like, whoa. So we know this technology works. If you have it in your budget to get one of these, they're not all that expensive, and you can get a promo code OneRadio. It's called Blue Shield, and you put the cube right in the center of your home, goes out 90 yards. And if you got the bucks, I get it. Just do it. Also, Brandon is available. You go to click on the One Radio Network thing, and you have all kinds of information, and he'll walk you through it. But you can email him, and I'm sure you could even talk to him too, because it's a significant. I don't even know what they cost now these days. It's a significant purchase, so you want to be. You know, you just throw money around. You want to be careful. And I'm sure you have a lot of, questions. Anyway, when you first go to a site, what you want to do, you see the cube, and then you can click on the different things that you're interested in, school, office, home, and you have all the products and testing and all kinds of stuff. And I think you can go right through PayPal. Yeah, it looks like you can go through PayPal on his site, which means you can finance it at no interest, which is a really pretty cool thing. Finance it at no interest, right? And that's nice, because he's got the PayPal link, and we've got that on some of our products too. If you're a PayPal guy and girl, I think you can get 6 months or a year no interest. And that's the way to use debt as a blessing. That's Blue Shield, promo code OneRadio, 10%. Previously, when we were talking with Adam Bergstrom,
I had abscess here a few nights ago, and Vibrant Gal said, take some aloe. And I said, for this? I mean, my eye is hurting, and I can't smile. So I took the aloe. I woke up in the morning completely gone. That's not supposed to happen unless you have antibiotics, and antibiotics don't even work that quickly. So I'm a big fan of aloe. Guess what? The medical doctors are trying to say it's carcinogenic, but that's because they have a competing drug and they don't want people to just go grow an aloe plant, for heaven's sake. They want them to take the expensive drug. And that's when all that cancer nonsense came out.
You know, I keep talking about the aloe that we were promoting, and I love this product that comes in fresh. I keep talking about it, the benefits for the small intestine, large intestine, the gut and everything, but it must have some really good immune properties if it worked on your tooth.
It does. And remember, we're taught that the focal infection affects the whole body from the mouth, but it's actually the colon first and then the mouth, and then it distributes.
The Stockton Aloe-1 on the front page of One Radio Network. You can get yourself a couple half gallons of fresh, frozen, nothing else aloe. And boy, this is the way to go. I mean, it takes many, many aloe plants to get enough aloe for just one bottle. Check it out right on the front page, Stockton Aloe, front page under the slideshow, oneradionetwork.com. Ordering some more in the process, and boy, I love it. Yeah, I've been out for 3 or 4 days. I just got behind, and I just ongoing drink it. I think it's an amazing product. And the way they do it, they package it up. So when you click on the on that, you know, the banner underneath the slideshow that Sharon keeps up for us, you'll see it'll take you right to a little link that has about two 1.5-gallon containers, and you also get some cool little face cream. It's great. And it'll come in and it'll show you exactly how to use it. Even I could figure it out, which is, you know, good.
We talk about your health, wealth, and well-being on OneRadioNetwork.com. Once again, here's Patrick.
Really? Well, good for him. Good for Patrick.
Two hearts better than one. So much better than none, dear. Wait for me, will you? You make days become one. You make rain become shine. Wait for me, will you? Do, 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 do.
Okay, open phone Friday. It's April 20th. April 20th, 2018. Just got an email from Direct Labs people. They said my test results are in for that food sensitivity thing I did. And dare we read this? I haven't seen it yet, but I'm going to bet the farm. I'll go ahead and do this on the air. I will bet the farm that there are some things that I eat regularly that I'm sensitive to. I don't know why. Well, see, I think we'll talk about it, but I think that we are attracted to some things that, we'll see. I don't know. Do, 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 do. 888-663-6386, email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Here's a doctor, I won't mention his name for privacy reasons, whatever, that just received his sauna, and he's had 3 or 4 times, and he's sending one to his friend, and so he just ordered another one for his friend. Wow, isn't that great? God love you. Okay, we'll get that baby out today. The saunas are $9.95. Yeah, he emailed me earlier, said, can I get that price for my friend? And said, yep, yes, you can. We have a special deal going on, and we can't put it in print because a lot of reasons for that, but they let us sell for $9.95. Okay. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Let's see. 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Hi, Patrick. I got a gal I talked to the other day. She really has a major problem with the hyperthyroidism. They've had her on different meds, including antidepressants. She has anxiety attacks big time. Yeah, been going on for over 2 years now. They want to do this radioactive iodine and kill the thyroid. I know. I had that back in 2000 and told her if I could do it over again, I never would have done that. Oh, you had your thyroid nuked? Wish I would have tried a healthier route. Any thoughts for her? Who to contact to helpfully help her? Thanks again. Yeah, I would turn her on to Carol Borman. You know Carol Borman? You know Carol Borman, right? She's been on the show twice. If you just put that in Dr. Google, and let me find her website for you. She knows as much about Carol Borman. Where is her website, Carol Borman? Carolyn Borman? Oh, go on our website and find the, what do we put in, Borman? B-O-R-M-A-N, then try that. Is it Carolyn or Carol? Carolyn Borman. Last time we talked to her was March 2018, month ago, March 12th. And if you click on that show, Carolyn Borman, ozone therapy and all, and then she's got a website called Arrowhead Healthworks. She also have her her email right here, it's all right there, DSL. Just go and look. And I would turn her on to that and have her listen to this shows. This show is a lot about ozone, but we've had other shows with Carolyn on thyroid. It's October 30th, the ups and downs of thyroid. I would send her this show and just check it out. Once again, there's a very old saying, and it's as true as you can get, is that you can lead a horse to water, but a pencil must be led. No, that's not it. You can lead a horse to water, and that's all you can do. Trust me when I tell you that your friend and other people, they're going to do what they're going to do. Yeah, it's great that you want to try to help her, but, don't try to. You can do no more than to offer, and that's it. And people have their own experience, and they generally do whatever, they do. They will, and that's fine. But, if you can offer some advice, that's what I would do. Carolyn Borman, you emailed me, and that's what I would do. Carolyn Borman, and she can probably give her the ins and outs. Yeah, I've known people that have had their thyroid, Nancy, like you, and had it nuked, and it's just not a good choice. I mean, if you think about the logic of it, so your thyroid is really hyperactive, and I can imagine how people have anxiety because, it's just the opposite. The hypothyroid people, they get kind of sluggish, cold hands, cold feet, and their thyroid is not that happy. And then the other end, but it's all mostly autoimmune stuff, toxic stuff, attacking the thyroid, a lot of different reasons for this to go on, spiritual, emotional, physical. And then, like the medical people do, God love them, they just go in and nuke it, right? They kill it. Oh, it's just too fast. And God love them, that's so harsh, it's like taking out your gallbladder because it got stones in them, or, it's so reductionist, or cutting out cancer cells but they're not the problem, cancer's not the problem, it's the symptom. But this is our medical system today. This is what they do. It's really amazing that in 2018 that this is the consciousness of our medical system. God love them. We try to help you stay out of that if you can, because it's in my opinion, it's a black hole. The black hole. Okay, dare we look at my test to see what foods. Okay. Your test results include strong reactions, moderate reactions, non-reactive items, detailed descriptions on react. Then you get a laminated wallet card with results so you can take it to the store. I'll be darned. Not much at all. Strong reactions to white rice. Had some of that last night. what did I tell you? Sulfite metabs. I don't even know what that is. Black tea. Don't do that. DNC orange number 4. I don't think that's in the Listerine, is it? No. And flaxseed and linseed oil. Never did like flaxseed. Okay. Moderate reactions. Egg yolk, chicken. Cow yogurt, aspartame, Nutrasweet, tomato, kamut, iceberg lettuce, currant, benzene. I'll be done. Not a lot, is it? Strong or moderate? I don't do it. What are currants? Are currants raisins? Moderate reaction to tomato. I'm going to get off these strong and moderate for a while, maybe even the moderate, just for fun. Whole butter. Cow cheeses. Yeah, I don't do any cow cheeses. Cottage cheese. You know, I love cottage cheese, but I don't do well with it. That's interesting. Cow milk. Cow milk. I'll be done. So non-reactive items, which is everything in the world. Huge. Great list. From crab to broccoli to blueberries to coconut oil. Non-reactive. Even gluten. I'm non-reactive to gluten, all this stuff. Man, it's pretty good. I don't have much to drop out at all. Non-reactive items continued. Virtually the whole list. They recommend probiotics. Do those. Vitamin C. Vitamin B12. Well, there you have it. Then I guess they get, they go in a little bit about white rice here. Presently, rice is the staple crop for over half of the world's population. Rice originated in India and Southeast Asia, spreading to Europe and then to America. In rice milling, the inedible outer hull of the rice grain is removed, leaving brown rice. Next, the outer layer is a bran are removed, uncovering the starchy endosperm. In this second level of milling, most of the nutritious germ are removed. Most of the rice used in the U.S. is white rice. Brown rice is also now gaining popularity. In addition to the obvious source of rice, it's found in boxed rices, mixes, cold cereals. So I guess they're talking about polished white rice here. So I'd have to check. I eat jasmine rice. Is that the whole thing? Is that I'm listening? Is jasmine the whole thing? They're talking about the white rice that everything is taken off, right? Black tea, flaxseed oil. These are my bad ones. I'll be done. And sulfites. Now that's different from sulfur, thank goodness. These are all sulfites. Sodium, potassium, metabol sulfites, sodium, potassium, bisulfite, sodium sulfite, sulfur dioxide. Oh, they put these in beers and stuff like that. I'll be done. DNC orange number 4. My body doesn't like that. Oh, I'm going to cut down on that. And then chicken egg yolk. Oh, boy, I eat eggs. So eggs are a perfect protein, contains all 20 amino acids, and among the most commonly eaten in the country. They also use widely in cooking, blah, blah, blah. they puff up and inflate with baking when substituting for egg yolks. Oh, you can do duck eggs or chicken egg whites. So evidently, my body doesn't like egg yolks. And then tomato. Well, I'm curious about that one. Oh, but I grew up like eating like spaghetti sauce. I wonder, it's probably part of it. Then iceberg lettuce. Cow yogurt. Yeah, I've never done good with cow yogurt or cow milk. So that's no surprise to me there. Aspartame. I'm also very reactive to Pancier 2R. It's a red dye. Boo. And then benzene. Gonna cut down on benzene. TCE. Then cow dairy, yeah. Wow, this cow dairy says includes ghee. Boy, tons of ghee. Man. Then they give you a diet plan and diet ideas. Well, there you are. That's the, I just went through the ELISA test that I did after talking. Who did we talk to? So it looks like, really, the only thing I got to give up if I want to follow this is tomatoes and ghee. Well, I'll miss that ghee, but I'm going to try it. So what is this, April 20th? Let's get off the ghee for a couple months and see if I don't start leaping tall windows at a single pound or whatever it is. Anna Bergstrom writes in, hi Adam, most hyperthyroidism is a hypo in disguise, but mainstream medicine mistakenly nukes all, cuts it, or drugs up the thyroid before it finishes self-healing. Yeah, Nancy, to your friend, and Adam has said this before, that he believes that the thyroid is trying to heal and get back in balance, and it goes up and down, and plus the hyperthyroidism, and then they nuke it. So he says it's healing. So you can take that for what it's worth and see if your friend will not nuke it.